Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, December 24th, 2019. Happy Christmas Eve to everyone. Today we're going to do our usual thing with the ship schedule and the weather. But then I want to share with you a really sweet story. It's a local story by a local author and a local illustrator called A Coastal Christmas. And I read this last year on Christmas Eve. People really liked it. It's a sweet story about fishermen and the Coast Guard saving Santa and saving Christmas. So a really cute, a dear story. So I'll have that for you in just a minute. But first, we have 12 ships on our schedule today on Christmas Eve. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect from this evening through late Wednesday night. Today's southeast winds 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15, rising to 20. Wind waves from the southeast 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 5 feet at 11 seconds. And rain is again in our forecast. Well, let's take a look at our ship schedule for the day. We have 2 inbounders, 5 in our Astoria anchorage, and we have 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the new dedication arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's going to be picking up wheat upriver eventually. She arrived in the anchorage early in the morning, about 2 a.m. The Atlantic Highway is a car carrier arriving today. Probably already passed by Astoria at about 6:30 a.m., arriving from Japan, headed for Portland, the port of Portland. Toyota's on board there, and she will be in Portland probably a little after noontime. In the Astoria anchorage, the KM Hong Kong is headed for Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat, picking up there. Leaving around 9 a.m., she could pass Astoria outbound around 2 p.m. She could arrive in Kalama around 2 p.m. The African Lund is headed to the Vancouver anchorage. She's going to be eventually go to the port of Portland to pick up soda ash, and she will depart from our Astoria anchorage around 2:30 p.m. You'll see her in Vancouver by around 8:30 this evening. That leaves the Bonanza, the Young Spirit, and the Aeschylus Gracia awaiting orders. In our outbounders, the African Wagtail is leaving Portland with potash on board from the port of Portland. She's leaving around noontime, passing Astoria outbound, then around 6 p.m. The Royal Samurai is leaving Portland. She could have come in with a fertilizer ingredient on board, maybe urea, something like that. So she's at a berth on the Willamette River in Portland, leaving around 3:30 p.m., passing Astoria maybe around 9:30 in the evening. The Sea Proteus is leaving Vancouver carrying wheat at about 5:30 p.m., our most popular cargo these days on the river this harvest time, and she will probably pass Astoria outbound a little before midnight. The Boga Inda is leaving Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat on board. I put my money on wheat right now as the cargo. We're leaving around 10 p.m., passing Astoria outbound then around 3 a.m. on Wednesday, although sometimes they put different cargoes in different cargo holds. The cargo holds are separate from one another, so they could conceivably load corn in one and soy or wheat in the other. The American Endurance is leaving Portland. She's a petroleum tanker, refined petroleum, so we're talking jet fuel, gasoline, something like that, maybe even biofuel. Leaving around 11:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound, then around 5:30 in the morning on Christmas Day tomorrow. Well, I have something fun to share with you. Today, we're going to do something special, as I said. I'm going to do a reading of a local holiday story of a daring rescue that saved Christmas. If you're a longtime listener, you know that I read this last year on Christmas Eve, so maybe a little local tradition on the Ship Report here. This Christmas Eve show is dedicated to all mariners who are working on the holidays, to all the ships and vessels, boats at sea, and to all the loved ones waiting at home for those folks. So I'm going to read you a story called A Coastal Christmas, in which Santa is rescued by crabbers and the Coast Guard, and a Christmas disaster is averted. It's a charming modern take on the traditional Night Before Christmas poem. A Coastal Christmas was written by Long Beach Peninsula author Lynette Ray McAdams. The book is illustrated by Astoria artist Sally LaCaff. It's available in bookstores around the region. Here we go, A Coastal Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, where river meets sea, and we were out on the boat, just my small crew of 3. The fog, it was thick, and the waves were a beast, but we needed fresh crab for the holiday feast. When out on the deck there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the wheelhouse to see what was the matter. And there in the sea, on the side we call port, was a little old man who gave a wave and a snort. Then over the rail a gloved hand appeared, and a red-suited arm, then a snowy white beard. And I turned to my mates, and I ordered them quick. Fetch the blankets and cocoa. We've rescued St. Nick. We brought him aboard, and he coughed and he sputtered. Then out of the surf, all 8 reindeer fluttered. The bow was quite full, so we put him in back and placed a tow on the sleigh, which still held his sack. And once he was settled, well out of the gale, we all leaned in closer to hear Santa's tale. Well, I'm not sure what happened. Things had all gone terrific. In fact, my very last stop was the Columbia Pacific. But this fog is so heavy, I missed the river's mouth. And when I checked on our course, we were way too far south. Then I set us aright, or so I did think. But the next thing I knew, we were all in the drink. He looked quite defeated and didn't say more. So I offered, "Don't feel bad. It's happened before. Many captains have failed here. There's been an assortment. Just think of John Mears, who named Cape Disappointment." "Oh, it's not about pride," Santa said with a grimace. "The trouble, my friend, is that Christmas is finished. My reindeer can swim, but it's cold in this river. Now Donner is exhausted, and poor Blitzen has a shiver. We'll never make it now, and your kids will be heartbroken to find nothing from Santa, not even a token. No clam gun for Maria, no beach ball for Joy, no Liberty Theater tickets for Roy. And I don't need to tell you I'm taking a risk by heading back home without Lutefisk. It's Mrs. Claus's favorite. And what about the elves? I must have smoked salmon to replenish their shelves. And then there's me. And I know this is selfish, but this part of the world has the very best shellfish. Without Willapa oysters, I'll just be a mess. Forget milk and cookies. I crave Dungeness." I could see in that moment he was more than forlorn, which is when I remembered our Coast Guard's airborne. "Don't worry, Santa, you can please the whole flock. We'll call Air Station Astoria. They'll send the Jayhawk. And as for the reindeer, while you're on your adventure, they can rest up at the North Coast Wildlife Center. It's a little last minute to find hay in a bale, but the Astoria Co-op can donate some kale." Then the old man grew lively, and he danced and he raved, and he said to us, "Friends, I think Christmas is saved." And in less than 5 minutes, the helicopter came, and Santa whistled, and he shouted, and he called out by name, "Off to Oysterville, Ocean Park, even Long Beach. Neither Seaview, Il Waco, nor Chinook's out of reach. We'll go to Skamakaway and also Altoona, cross the river to Alderbrook and hit the Laguna. Down to Warrenton, Seaside, then around Haystack Rock. Don't forget Manzanita, we won't miss a block. And down near Nehalem, I'll show you just where to park. You know, I've been at this since way before Lewis and Clark." Then I heard him proclaim, as they flew out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night." And that was A Coastal Christmas. It's a book by Long Beach Peninsula author Lynette Ray McAdams. The book is illustrated by Astoria artist Sally LaCaff, and you can get it locally in bookstores. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm looking at the NORAD Santa tracker. He was last seen in New Delhi, India, heading for Sri Lanka. Almost 2 billion presents delivered. Have a great holiday. And thanks for listening to The Ship Report.